Hallelujah, peace and joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿恩惠平安带给你们。
First, I'd like to praise and thank God that you and I can gather here on this the beginning of Sabbath to worship the true and living God.
首先我想要感谢神，我们可以一起同聚集在这里，在安息日的开始一起来敬拜他。
And we also praise and thank God that this weekend is the NCC.
我们也感谢神，这个周末是我们全国信徒代表大会。
And we have God's workers come all over the nation to be here to discuss God's business.
我们有全国各地神的工人聚集在这边来讨论神家的事。
Now when we talk about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们谈到我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，
What motivates us the most to serve him?
是什么让我们有动机去来侍奉？
And we know that is love.
我们知道是爱。
Without love, really none of us will be here.
没有爱，我们没有一个人会坐在这里。
Because after a hard week of work,
因为在一整个礼拜辛苦的工作后，
we just want to be home and relax.
我们只想待在家里轻松。
But we are here to worship him.
但是今天我们来到这里来敬拜他。
Because we love him very much.
因为我们非常爱他。
But even though we say we love him,
但是我们虽然说我们爱他，
But we must have proof how much we love him.
我们必须要来证明我们有多爱他。
Now let's turn the book of Exodus.
让我们翻开出埃及记。
Chapter 21.
出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21 verse 2.
出埃及记二十一章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节。
If you buy a Hebrew servant, he shall serve 6 years.And in the seventh, he shall go out free and pay nothing.
出埃及记二十一章第二节，你若买希伯来人做奴仆，他必服侍你六年，第七年他可以自由白白出去。
After the Israelites were slaves in the land of Egypt for 400 years.
当以色列人在埃及当奴隶四百年之后，
And with the love and power of God, God allowed him to escape from slavery.
因为神的大能，神的大爱，所以他们可以从为奴之地离开。
And right after he gave them the Ten Commandments,
在他颁下十诫之后，
he gave them the law concerning servants.
他马上提到的就是关于做奴隶的律法。
And he said, if you buy a Hebrew servant,
这边提到你如果买希伯来人做奴仆，
he shall serve 6 years.
他必服侍你六年。
And in the seventh, he shall go out free and pay nothing.
第七年他可以自由白白出去。
So we can see this servant after he served the master for 6 years.
所以我们可以看到这边当一个奴仆他服侍他的主人六年后，
And after 6 years, he probably know the master really well.
在服侍他主人六年后他应该很了解他的主人。
But now it's the 7th year.
那到第七年，
he has the freedom to go out free.
他就可以自由白白出去。
So the same thing for us.
所以也是同样在我们身上。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has purchased us with his blood.
我们主耶稣基督用他的宝血就买赎我们。
And all of us become his servant.
我们都成为他的仆人。
But he also gives us freedom.
但是他也给我们自由。
To go out free.
让我们白白出去。
So in other words, if you and I truly love a master,
所以如果你和我真正爱我们的主人，
we have to make this determination.
我们必须要立下这样的决心。
Do we want to serve him forever or not?
我们要继续的侍奉他，永远的侍奉他吗？
So here in verse 2,
所以在这里第二节，
so in verse 3,
在第三节，
And the master said, if he comes in by himself, he should go out by himself.
这边提到第三节，他若孤身来，就可以孤身去。
If he comes in Mary, then his wife shall go out with him.
他若有妻，他的妻就可以同他出去。
Then verse 4.
继续在第四节。
If his master has given him a wife, and she has borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children should be her master, and he should go out by himself.
第四节，他主人若给他妻子，妻子给他生了儿子或女儿，妻子和儿女要归主人，他要独自出去。
So here the servant had to make this great decision.
所以在这里，这个仆人必须要做一个很重要的决定。
Yes, if he go out free,
如果说你要白白出去，
if he come out, if he come into the master with a wife,
如果说你来的时候有妻子，
his wife also will go out with him.
他的妻子就可以同他出去。
But if his master the one to give him his wife,
但是如果他的妻子是他的主人所给，
and she bore children to him, then they must stay with the master. And also, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 15.
所以在,
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12.
生命记15章12节.
Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 12.
生命记15章12节.
If your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you and served 6 years, then in the 7th year you shall let him go free from you. Verse 13.
13节.
And when you send him away free from you, you shall not let him go away empty-handed. Verse 14.
14节.
You shall supply him liberally from your flock, from your threshing floor, and from your winepress. From what the Lord your God has blessed you with, you shall give him.
生命记15章12到14节。 你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人或希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你6年，到第七年就要任他自由出去。13节，你任他自由的时候，不可使他空手而去。14节，你要从你羊群和场酒榨之间多多给他。主，你的神怎样赐福给你，你要怎样给他。
So even the servant decided to go out, you know, and not serve, continue to serve the master.
所以即使是这个奴仆决定说第七年他不要再继续的侍奉他的主人,
but he will not go empty-handed.
他也不应该空手而去。
Because in verse 14 says, you shall supply him, right, abundantly with your flock, from your threshing floor, and from your winepress.
因为在14节提到说你要从你的羊群和场酒榨之间多多的给他。
And whatever the Lord has blessed you with, you also will bless him with.
主你的神怎样赐福给你,
so in other words, even though the servant decides not to serve his master anymore,
所以即使是这个奴仆决定说他不要再继续的侍奉主人,
but the master still bless him.
这个主人仍然要多多赐福给他,
and give him things.
给他很多。
And the same thing nowadays.
这是同样的, 在今天也是这样发生。
No, when you and I come to know Jesus Christ,
当我们来, 认识主耶稣,
He has blessed us so much.
他给了我们很多恩典。
But it's also our choice if we want to serve Him or not.
也是我们自己的选择,
even if we don't decide to serve Him,
如果说我们决定我们不再侍奉他,
but our life is still full of blessing.
我们的生命仍然是充满了恩典。
But what happened if you and I decide to serve Him?
但是如果我们决定我们要继续侍奉他,
and what the benefits do we have?
我们又是得到什么样的福利呢?
Now let's go back to Exodus chapter 21.
让我们再回到出埃及记第21章。
Here in verse 5.
第5节。
Exodus 21 verse 5.
出埃及记21章第5节。
But if the servant plainly says, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free.
第5节, 倘或奴仆明说我爱我的主人和我的妻子儿女不愿意自由出去。
So now if the servant wants to stay and serve his master,
所以如果这个奴仆他决定要留下来继续侍奉他的主人,
because, not because he gained all the benefits,
并不是因为他得到所有的, 利益,
he stayed because he loved his master.
他留下来是因为他爱他的主人,
and he loved his wife.
他爱他的妻子,
and he loved his children.
他爱他的儿女,
and that's the only reason why he stayed to serve the master.
这就是为什么他想要留下来继续侍奉主人。
And I think this is what also the Lord wants from every single one of us.
我觉得这也是神今天对我们每一个人的要求。
A free will offering.
我们自由做的选择的, 侍奉。
You know, when you and I serve God, only because we love Him, and that servitude becomes just like a sweet smelling aroma.
当我们的侍奉是出于我们对神的爱的时候, 我们的侍奉就充满了香气。
So when you and I think about our master,
所以当我们来想我们的主人,
do we really serve Him because we love Him?
我们侍奉是因为我们爱他吗?
Or we serve Him because we feel we're going to gain something from Him?
或者是我们侍奉是为了我们想要从主人得到什么。
But even if we don't serve Him, we still receive blessing from Him.
但实际上,就算我们不继续侍奉,我们仍然得到他的恩典。
But why do we want to serve Him?
但是我们为什么要继续侍奉?
Because we love our Master.
因为我们爱我们的主人。
That is the greatest joy that I have in my life right now.
这实际上是我现在生命中最大的喜悦。
Is serving my Master.
也就是侍奉我的主人。
No one forced me to do it.
没有人强迫我去做这件事。
My plain motivation is to serve God because I need to repay what He has done for me.
我唯一的动机就是我想要来偿还他所给我的恩典。
From all the love that He has given me to my family.
他给我的以及我的家人的爱。
The least thing I can do is to love Him back.
我能够做最小的事情就是回报他的爱。
And to serve him for the rest of my life.
然后用我的余生来侍奉他。
And he said not only he loved his master, also he loved his wife and his children.
而这边提到他不只是爱他的主人，他也爱妻子儿女。
And he knows that his wife and children are bad off with the master.
他知道说这个妻子儿女是属于他的主人的。
And we also know exactly the same thing.
我们实际上也有同样的了解。
So many of you know that my wife and my niece they open a restaurant.
也许你们很多人知道说我的太太以及我的外甥女他们开了一家餐厅。
And one of the things that concern me the most is during closing time at 9 p.m.
那一个很麻烦的事情是他们要九点的时候关店。
After they close the restaurant, most times only the two of them.
很多时候当他们九点关店的时候只有他们两个。
And there's a lot of crazy people in the world.
而这个世界上有很多疯狂的人。
So when I'm there, quite often when they're closing time, I just go park in a parking lot and wait for them to come out.
很多时候当我如果在的话，我就在停车场等他们关完店来。
But most of the time I'm not there.
但是很多时候我不在那里。
But I have my master.
但是我有我的主人。
And my master, the one who can truly take care of them.
而我的主人是真正可以照顾他们的。
I remember one time when my wife was living in Boston.
我记得有一次我太太在波士顿。
And she had internal bleeding.
她内出血。
And at the time, it's actually I was in Bond Park Church.
那时候我实际上就在伯恩教会。
And she bled so much that she had to be hospitalized.
她内出血的很严重，她必须要送去医院。
And at the time she called me up and she said, you know, she was in the hospital.
她就打电话给我说我现在在医院。
But inside my heart,
但是在我的心里
I knew God was going to take care of her.
我知道主耶稣会照顾他。
So I wasn't worried at all. I was not worried at all.
所以我一点都不担心。
Because I know that I'm here because of God and God will take care of my family.
因为我知道我在这里为了神，那神就会照顾我的家人。
So that time she was hospitalized for about 4 or 5 days.
那时候她住院住了4-5天。
And on that following Sunday, she's supposed to have blood transfusion.
在接下来的礼拜天她需要输血。
But on Saturday night,
在礼拜六晚上
，While she was sleeping，
在她睡觉的时候
，A man dressed in white，
一个穿白衣的人
，and came and sat right next to where she was sleeping，
就坐在她睡觉的床边
，and she knew it was Jesus Christ，
她知道那是主耶稣基督
，and then he lay his hand on her head，
主耶稣基督在她的头上按手
，and that time she was so comforted，
在那时候她就得到很大的安慰
，and the next morning。
第二天早上
when they did a testing on her,
我就给她检讯
she regained all her blood back. She regained all her blood that she lost. She regained all it back.
她所失去的血都回来了
She did not need to, you know, have blood transfusion.
她就不需要输血
So the time she called me.
所以那时候她就打电话给我
And she was very joyful.
她非常喜悦
And I was joking around with her. I said, you see, if I was there, Jesus wouldn't visit you.
我就跟他开玩笑说你看如果说我人在那边的话那也许主耶稣基督就不会来看你
because I wasn't there Jesus like personally went there to comfort you
就是因为我不在那边所以主耶稣基督亲自来看你
and I experienced it since I came you know, to know Jesus Christ
这是我一个很大的体验在我认识主耶稣基督
the reason I want to serve my master
我为什么要侍奉我的主人
not only that I love him
Because
also I love my family.
也是因为我爱我的家人。
Because I know that he would never forsake them.
因为他永远不会丢弃他们。
But he will take care of them much better than I will.
他会比我照顾他们照顾得更好。
But of course, if we say we love a master,
但是如果我们说我们爱我们的主人
we must make determination.
我们必须要立下决心。
Because nowadays, so many people use the word love so easily.
因为今天有很多人用很轻易的用爱这个词。
No, I love you so much. And the next week, I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore.
他们可能跟你讲说我好爱你哦，可是下个礼拜他们就说我不再爱你了。
But when you and I say we love a master,
但是当我们说我爱我的主人
we must make determination.
我们必须要立下决心
Just like the servant in verse 6.
就像第六节所提到的
Say here, then his master shall bring him to the judges. He shall also bring him to the door or to the doorpost. And his master shall pierce his ear with an awl. And he shall serve him forever.
第六节他的主人就要带他到审判官那里又要带他到门前靠着门框用锥子穿他的耳朵他就永远服侍主人
Really loving our Heavenly Father
当我们爱我们的天父
It's not an overnight sensation
那并不是一个好像一时的感动
But it's determination that we should love him forever
但是是一个立志我们要永远的爱他
And that's why the servant, his master took him to the doorpost
所以这个主人会把这个奴仆带到门框旁
and pierce his ear.
用锥子穿他的耳朵
and every time he looked at his ear, he realized that is the determination that he made with his master to serve him forever.
当他看他自己耳朵的时候就是一个提醒说他要永远的服侍主人
Now when you and I are baptized,
当你和我受洗的时候
this is the circumcision of our hearts.
这是在心灵里面的割礼
and it's the determination that you and I will serve him Forever.
这也是我们所立下的志向我们要永远的侍奉主
But nowadays when you and I make determination
但是今天当我们在做决心的时候
We're very easy to give up
我们很容易就放弃
No, within 2 months is a new year
马上两个月后就是新的一年
And every new year we make determination
每一年我们都做一个新的志向
We want to lose 15 pounds、right?
我们要减50磅
We want to get a six pack
我们要有
But then realize every single year become fatter and fatter.
但是其实我每一年都一直在增加重量。
And quite often doesn't even last for 2 weeks, right? After a couple of weeks, then you eat a lot of good food, you realize, I love eating, right? And then you stop, make the kind of determination.
甚至它支撑不了两个礼拜，你两个礼拜之后吃到一些美食，你就忘记你当初立的志向。
But when it comes to serving a master,
但是当我们提到服侍我们的主人
We must make this great determination.
我们必须要立下很大的决心
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得我高中的时候
I was a very skinny Asian kid.
我是一个很瘦小的亚洲人
But I wanted to play football.
但是我想要参加足球运动
And my coach said, if you want to make the team, you must go to the gym.
我的教练就跟我讲说你如果想要参加的话你就必须要去健身房
So the time I went to Gold's gym.
所以我那时候就开始参加健身房。
If you know about Gold's Gym, there's not too many normal people go to Gold's Gym, right?
所以有一个健身房，这个健身房，你如果知道的话，它都是一些不太正常的人在那。
I remember the first day I walked into the gym.
我记得我第一天走进那个健身房。
Those guys, their biceps are bigger than their heads, you know?
那些人他们的二头肌比他们的头还大。
And usually I just go to the free weights area.Free weights, dumbbells, like in the gym, yeah.
所以我常常是留在那个，就是你可以自由的用一些重量训练。
And they were curling 100 pounds, like, oh, like that, right?
他们可以举起像100磅重的东西。
The whole gym is full of groaning and moaning and yelling, right?
所以你会听到很多的吼叫。
I'm in my corner with 20 pounds, and I'm having a hard time.With 20 pounds back then. You know?
而我是静静的在角落只拿着20磅的重量。
I remember one time I was doing a decline. A decline you lay upside down and then you do, you know, like bench press, but it's decline, right?
我记得我有一次是做一个举重的一个动作，就是躺下来，然后把那个重量举起来。
And it's quite dangerous because when you get stuck, it can kill you, you know.
这其实是一个很危险的动作，因为如果说你举不起来的话，这可以你可能丧失生命。
So I remember during a time I was doing 135 pounds, right? Decline.
所以我记得一开始的时候我用50磅。
And I got stuck.
我被卡住。
I like, I was trying to pick up, right?
我试着要把它举开。
And then this big guy came, you need help? It just feels like that, you know?
然后有一个很大的人他就过来然后说你需要帮忙吗然后用一手把他拎到旁边
I didn't really understand what they say to me all I knew thank God he came and saved me you know with one hand he just pick it up right
我其实完全没有注意他在讲什么我只觉得感谢神他用一只手救了我
but I was so embarrassed 但是我很尴尬。 And there are times say, I think I should stop going to the gym because it's so embarrassing.
我在想我是不是不要去健身房了，因为好丢脸。
But I didn't give up.
但是我没有放弃。
I still go there, right?
我仍然都一直去。
And a couple years later, they call me Bruce Lee.
几年之后，他们就说，我是功夫小子。
Even though I was not big, but I was all cut up, you know.
也许我没有很大，可是我很健壮。
And it really took me 2 years, right, to be disciplined, to be able to get in great shape.
这实际上是需要两年很认真的一个练习，才能够让我有很好的身体。
Any determination you and I, you know, want to make.
任何我们想要立下的决心,
just like this servant, he leave a scar in his ear, right? Because that is the determination he must make to serve the master forever.
就像这个奴隶一样, 他实际上是在他耳朵上留下了疤痕, 因为他要决心侍奉他的主人。
So do you and I have that ear of determination?
我们有这样子的决心吗?
Really, there's nothing better in the world except to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
而实际上在这个世界上并没有任何一样东西比侍奉神更重要。
Since I was young, I had many jobs.
我从小时候就有很多不同工作。
But there's nothing like serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
但实际上没有一项比得上侍奉神。
That's why we must make this determination.
所以我们必须要立下这样的决心。
Let's go to the book of Leviticus.
让我们翻开利未记。
Chapter 14.
利未记第14章,
Leviticus chapter 14.
利未记14章,
verse 14.
第14节,
this is the ear of holiness.
这边提到, 要成圣成洁,
and the reason why we want to live a life of holiness is because we love our master and we want to continue to serve him.
为什么我们要圣洁, 为什么我们要洁净, 就是因为我们要来侍奉神。
Leviticus 14, verse 14.
利未记14章14节,
the priest shall take some of the blood of the trespass offering, and the priest shall put it on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot.
利未记14章14节, 祭司要取些赎 祭牲的血抹在求洁净人的右耳垂上和右手大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上。
So this is the law concerning a person who has leprosy, but now they are deemed to be cleansed.
这边提到的是他们如果有传染的皮肤病，
so after the priest say that they are clean,
所以当祭司让他们洁净，
they have to wash their clothes.
他们必须要
shave off their all their hair, shave their hair,
也要, right? 把头发剃干净,
and shave their beard, shave their eyebrows,
也要剃去毛发,
but at to the end, the priest will sacrifice a lamb,
最后祭司必须要, 献祭一只羊,
and then he will bring the blood, right, of this lamb and put it on first on the tip of the right ear of him who is to be cleansed.
而这个祭司会把这个献祭的血放在求洁净人的右耳垂、右手的大拇指和右脚的大拇指上。
So we can see with this person who has been deemed to be cleansed from his leprosy.
我们可以看到这里在长大麻风得到洁净的人。
He must start a new life.
他必须要开始新生活。
Shave his hair, shave his beard, shave his eyebrows, everything has to be new.
他必须要剃去所有, 毛发, 所有东西都要全新。
And one of the things is that he has to continue to be clean.
一个很重要的事情是他必须继续保持洁净。
But the same thing for you and I.
随着, 我们每一个人也一样。
Even though before we have leprosy,
在之前我们也许有大麻风,
through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ,
但是经由主耶稣的宝血,
he has made us clean. And after we deem to be clean, then there's a new life for every single one of us.
当我们洁净之后, 我们每一个人都有新的生命。
But this new life of holiness, one of the most important things is that we must put blood, right, on the tip of our ear.
但是在这个圣洁的新生命当中, 新生活当中, 我们要注意到, 要把血放到我们的, 耳垂, 以及我们拇指上。
Of course, ear is to listen.
当然耳朵是为了要听。
And this is the most difficult things for you and I.
这也是我们最难做到一件事。
No, in any kind of relationship,
在任何的关系当中,
it's always difficult to listen to other people.
聆听别人的话,
and it's also difficult for us to listen to a master.
我们要听从我们主人的话也很困难。
But why did they put blood on the tip of the ear, the right ear?
但是为什么在这里要把血放到, 右耳垂上?
To remind us.
是来提醒我们。
This new life because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个新生命,新生活是神给人。
So because of this, we always have to listen to his teaching, always listen to his word.
所以我们必须要听他的教训,听他的话语。
But not only to put the blood on the tip of the right ear, but also put on the thumb of his right hand.
而并不是把血抹在右耳垂上而已,
他还要放在右手的大拇指上。 And also on the big toe of his right foot.
以及右脚的大拇指上。
Now earlier I talked to Brother Richard, and he's an expert of, you know, hands and feet, right?
我之前在跟 Richard 弟兄讲话, 他是, 手和脚的专家。
And I asked him, you know, what is so important about the thumb, right? When you hold all the five fingers, what importance about the thumb?
我就问他说, 在我们的五个手指当中, 为什么大拇指很重要?
He said thumb is 75%. You use your hands, but you know 75% is include your thumb.
他讲到说我们手的功用 75%是在大拇指上。
So I mean your thumb is so important.
所以你的大拇指非常重要。
No, here why say they put the blood also on the right hand?
所以这边为什么提到说血要抹在右手的大拇指上?
Our right hand is our deeds, right? That's what we do every single day.
我们的右手是我们每天做工很重要的工具。
But not because we are cleansed.
但是并不是因为我们洁净了。
So when you and I, you know, encounter sin, for example.
所以当我们面对罪恶的时候,
and then we must, you know, with sin, now we have authority to overcome it.
我们现在有这个权柄可以来战胜它。
Because that thumb is very powerful.
因为大拇指是很有力量的。
So before our Lord Jesus Christ cleanses us,
所以当主耶稣基督洁净我们之前,
we have no power to overcome sin.
我们没有, 力量来抵抗罪。
And every time sin comes upon us, we just give it victory right away.
当, 我们面对罪恶的时候, 我们常常都投降。
But not after you and I are cleansed.
但是并, 这并不是发生在我们被洁净之后。
Whatever we do in our lives, whatever we do in our lives,
现在在我们, 生活当中所做的一切事,
you and I should have authority over it.
我们就有权柄来,
yes, we have weaknesses in our lives. Yes, we do have weaknesses in our life.
我们的确在我们的生活当中有很多的, 软弱,
but now that we have Christ Jesus,
但是我们现在有主耶稣基督,
we must overcome all of these weaknesses,
所以我们就能够战胜这些, 软弱,
to keep ourselves holy.
所以我们可以保持洁净。
And what about the big toe of the right foot?
那右脚的大拇指又是什么?
Of course, we use our feet to journey to different places.
我们用我们的脚来, 到各处旅行。
And Brother Richard said the big toe is very useless. Right?
也许你会觉得大拇指很,
it doesn't do anything at all for the feet.
它好像没有什么功用。
Except for if you're a great athlete, if you're a really great athlete, then your big toe is very important.
但是如果你是一个很好的运动员的话, 你的大拇指很有用。
So I'm thinking, why the big toe is so important here for the priest to put the blood on it?
所以为什么脚的大拇指很重要, 所以祭司必须要把血抹在上面。
That's when you and I journey to the heavenly kingdom.
这是因为我们在奔跑天国的道路。
We have authority over our sin.
我们就有权柄来战胜罪恶。
But when we are walking, we must walk with humility.
但是当我们在行走的时候, 我们必须要谦卑。
Yes, even though the toe is very big, but actually it's not useful at all.
所以即使大拇指很大, 可是它并不是没有用。
When you and I serve God, this is the kind of mentality you and I should have.
这也是我们在侍奉的时候必须有的态度。
So this is the ear of, you know, holiness.
所以这边提到的是洁净的条例。
Now let's go to Leviticus chapter 8.
让我们再来看利未记的第八章。
Leviticus chapter 8.
利未记第八章,
verse 24.
第24节,
verse 24.
24节,
then he brought Aaron's sons, and Moses put some of the blood on the tips of his right ears, and on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And Moses sprinkled the blood all around on the altar.
利未记第八章二十四节，又带了亚伦的儿子来，把血血抹在他们的右耳垂上和右手的大拇指上，并右脚的大拇指上，又把血洒在坛周围。
So not only that they have that they're gonna put you know blood on the tip of the ear of the those who deemed to be cleansed from leprosy, but also those who want to serve as priests.
所以并就是除了大麻风得洁净的人要把血抹在他们的右耳垂上，这些要侍奉神的祭司也要把血抹在右耳垂上。
And say here, and Moses put some of the blood on the tips of their right ears.
所以在这边提到说，摩西把血抹在他们的右耳垂上。
And this is the ear of servitude.
这就是一个侍奉的耳朵。
No, when you and I serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们在侍奉我们的主耶稣基督。
This is the greatest blessing of all in anything that you and I do in our lives.
这是我们在我们的生命当中可以做最有意义的事。
But it's also we must learn to continue to listen.
我们必须要学习怎么样继续的聆听。
You know, sometimes serving God for you know a couple of decades.
有时候当我们侍奉神好。几十年后
It seemed like we know everything already.
好像我们已经知道所有事。
But actually, serving God for a long time, actually, that is the most important time to listen to a master.
但是实际上，当你侍奉神很多年的时候，那是必须要听神的话最重要的时候。
Yes, even though we can serve God with our hands,
也许我们可以用我们的手来侍奉神。
We can do so many things already for our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以做为神做很多的事。
But we also have to remember.
但是我们也必须要记住
The blood also goes to the thumbs of the right hand. The authority from God is there, but you and I must continue to walk with humility.
这个我们必须要提醒我们自己，这个血仍然是在我们的右手的大拇指上，也就是我们必须要靠神的权柄，然后来走他的天国路。
So when I was thinking about my own ears,
所以当我想到我自己耳朵
do I have the ears of determination?
我有没有立下决心的耳朵
Do I remember to listen to Lord Jesus Christ for me to be holy?
我是不是有听从神的话来保持圣洁
But when I serve my Lord,
当我在侍奉我的主人
Do I continue to serve His authority?
当我在侍奉的时候，我是不是用拥有他的权柄
At the same time, have the heart of humility.
而也同时有这个谦卑的心
But Simon, quite often it's very difficult.
很多时候这并不容易
Now let's go to Psalm chapter 40.
让我们翻开诗篇的第四十篇。
And is the ear of wisdom.
而这边提到的是一个有智慧的耳朵。
We know Psalm is a prophecy of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道诗篇在讲的是关于我们主耶稣基督的预言。
But this is truly the wisdom you and I should learn from him.
但是这也是我们必须要从他来学习的智慧。
As you and I serving our Lord Jesus Christ,
当我们在侍奉我们的主。
We have to remember here in verse 6, sacrifice an offering you did not desire.
我们必须要学习第六节所提到的祭物和礼物你不许悦
Say my ears you have opened
你已经开通我的耳朵
Of course this open the ears also the same thing is piercing with an owl and also with the ears to listen
这里提到的耳朵也就是那个被锥子穿过的耳朵也就是我们必须要聆听的耳朵
And say burnt offering and sin offering you did not require
这边提到燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要
When we read this actually it'sseem very strange.
当我们在念这一节圣经的时候好像很奇怪。
Because serving a master, it seems the thing we should do is to sacrifice ourselves, offer ourselves.
因为当我们在谈侍奉的时候很多时候我们想到的是献祭我们自己。
And do that burnt offering and sin offering.
做燔祭做赎罪祭。
Of course, you must do all those things, but that's not the most important thing.
当然我们必须要做这些事情但这并不是最重要的
But instead we can see in verse 8
在第八节提到
Say I delight to do your will Oh my God
这边提到我的神啊我乐意照你的旨意
And your law is within my heart
你的律法在我心里
This is very important for a servant to do when he's serving the master
这是对正在侍奉主人的奴仆一件很重要的事
That you and I delight to do his will
我们要乐意照他的旨意行。
No, as human beings, we have our own ways, we have our own opinions, we have our own ideas.
作为人类，我们常常有自己的意见、自己的想法。
And a lot of us are very educated.
我们也有很多读很多书。
And we also, you know, seem to be very smart.
我们也看自己很聪明。
But when serving God,
但是在侍奉神的时候
Of course, if we have all these things, it's very helpful. If we have all this knowledge, right, being smart, it's very helpful.
当然如果我们有很多的知识这是很有用的
But if you don't delight to do the will of God,
但是如果你并不乐意做神的旨意
Then whatever you and I do, it becomes meaningless.
那我们所做的一切就变成没有意义。
Because here say, I delight to do your will, oh my God.
在这边提到我的神啊，我乐意照你的旨意行。
If we truly love a master,
如果我们真的爱我们主人
why we want to do things our own self?
我们为什么要用自己的旨意做
If we love a master,
如果我们真的爱我们主人
do we want to listen to every word that he wants to tell us what we need to do?
难道我们不想听他所有要叫我们做的事吗
And when you and I truly hear his will,
如果说我们真的听他的旨意
And we understand his will,
如果我们了解他的旨意
Then we can't help but to delight in it.
我们就会自然的很乐意去做
So why doing God's will?
所以当你在照神的旨意
Saying here, and your law is within my heart.
这边提到你的律法在我心里
So as you and I continue to serve our Lord Jesus Christ,
所以当我们继续在侍奉神的时候
His word must be inside our heart.
他的话语必须在我们心里。
Why to guide our hands?
来带领我们的手。
To guide our footstep.
带领我们的脚步。
And give us no five ears to hear.
让我们的耳朵能够听。
Because if you and I cannot have the word of God inside our heart,
如果说我们没办法有神的话语在我们心里
then our servitude can never last long.
那我们的侍奉就没办法持续很久。
Because only understanding who God is and what His will is for us.That's the time that you and I serve him with a delightful heart.
因为只有了解到神主神以及了解到他的旨意这时候我们的侍奉才是有意义的。
Then here in verse 9,
继续在第九节
I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness.
我宣传公义的佳音
And in the great assembly, indeed, I did not restrain my lips.
我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止我的嘴唇。
And he said, "O Lord, you yourself know."
神啊，这是你所知道的。
I think as the servant of our Lord Jesus Christ,
作为神的仆人
，this is the goal that you and I want to reach.
这是一个我们必须要达到的目标。
That when we serve Him, we are so delight to do His will.
当我们侍奉他的时候，我们非常乐意做他的旨意。
And His word is always guiding our heart.
他的律法在我们的心里。
And we always delight in going out to proclaim the good news of righteousness.
而我们很乐意的在大会中宣扬公义的佳音。
And say, I did not restrain my lips.
所以我会止不住我的嘴唇。
How can he restrain his lips if he can understand God's will and if, you know, is delight in it?
如果说我们了解神的旨意而乐意去做的话，我们怎么能止住我们的嘴唇？
No, as you and I continue to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们继续的来侍奉神
Let's make this great determination.
让我们立下这样的心志
Determination always to serve our Lord Jesus Christ until the end.
也就是我们要侍奉神直到永远的志向
But without holiness and righteousness, there's no way that you and I continue to serve Him.
但是没有圣洁没有公义的话我们没有办法继续的侍奉
And as a priest of our Lord Jesus Christ,
而作为神的祭司
We must listen to his will.
我们必须要听他的旨意
And put his word inside our heart.
让把他的话语放在我们心里
So that everything that you and I, our hands find to do, we will delight in it.
所以我们所做的我们手所做的我们都很乐意去行
And when you and I delight to do the will of God,
当我们乐意去做神的旨意
you and I will never want to stop serving him.
我们就永远都不愿意停下来做他的工。
Because in this world, there's not too many things that we can delight in. There's nothing in this, not too many things in this world that you and I delight in doing things.
因为这样子的话，世界上就没有什么事情是会让我们觉得乐意去做。
It doesn't matter what kind of job we have.
不管说我们做什么样的工作。
After several years, it just becomes very boring.
你做了很多年以后，你就会觉得很无聊。
It doesn't matter how much we make in our job.
不管说你在工作上赚多少钱
Sooner or later, that money does not justify all the meaningless things that you and I do in this world.
你会觉得说这些赚的钱并不能让你让你觉得在工作上面得到乐趣。
So the older we get,
所有我们得到的
the more delight that you and I have serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们越侍奉神,
and the more delight that we have inside our heart,
更多的喜乐在我们的心里,
we realize how meaningful life is in serving our master.
所以我们更多的喜乐, 我们就更愿意, 更愿意去侍奉神,
and because we love him,
因为我们爱他,
that's all it is.
这就是说,
there's nothing else
并没有其他的,
except to love him.
除了爱他以外,
let's all rise and sing one hymn.
让我们一起站立唱一首诗
104
让我们唱赞美诗 104首 104首
My Jesus I love
God, please be seated.
请坐.
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
我们现在要一起跪下来祷告.
Now let us pray for the NCC they're going to commence tomorrow morning.
让我们一起, 为接下来的信徒大会来祷告.
And we ask that Lord Jesus Christ to be with us.
我们也求主耶稣基督与我们同在.
And allow the meeting to go very smoothly.
所以这个会议可以很顺利地进行.
And may his will be done.
让他的旨意得行，让我们一起跪下来祷告。